This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The single most popular item, solid or liquid, that we Americans consume at breakfast is coffee. But increasingly, the coffee we drink at home or at the office does not come from a carafe. It's made on a single-serve machine. The dominant U.S. player is Green Mountain's Keurig with the K-Cup pods. But a European rival, Nespresso, is trying to muscle in. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The sound in my kitchen in the morning. By now, many Americans know it. One of those shiny countertop coffee machines that can cost a few hundred dollars and make a single cup. In the U.S., Green Mountain has roughly three-quarters of the market. Nestle's Nespresso has just 3%.
The objective was to create concentrated, strong espresso coffee as drunk in Europe.
Nespresso CEO Jean-Marc Duvoisin says that strong, small espresso isn't what many American consumers want. So the Swiss company has introduced a new machine, the Vertuo line.
Which offers, I would say, what normally is drunk in U.S., a long mug, I would say, of coffee.
An 8-ounce cup. Analyst Harry Balzer of the NPD Group says Nespresso's move to a bigger drink is smart.
Geez, look at the sandwiches we have. Look at the drinks we have. We tend to prefer things bigger, feel like we're getting a good deal, a good value.
But Americans may not feel they're getting good value from Nespresso, says Jim Hertel at food and beverage consultancy Willard Bishop. It's not the price of the machines. At around $300, they're similar to the competition.
The price of the pods themselves.
You can get Keurig K-Cups online or at discount groceries for just over 30 cents a piece. Nespresso's pods cost twice that, and you have to order them from Nespresso.
It's going to start off being elite, and then it will move its way down. It may never get down to the mid-market.
I met Lisa Bobick at an upscale kitchen store in Portland, where she was trying out the new Nespresso machine.
Tastes like a real cup of coffee or real espresso, and the foaming. You just can't get that in any less expensive machine than a big proper machine that's $2,000. I'm not going to spend that kind of money.
And she did like that the free sample was big, a regular American coffee. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now, to those of you sneering about pods or that you haven't lived until you sucked distilled water through coffee grounds via some exotic Bunsen burner vacuum system, number one, I can relate. But coffee is like your choice of photography equipment. Sometimes the best camera is the one you have with you in a pinch. Also at marketplace.org, we have some office coffee machine etiquette tips that you can print out and post in a passive-aggressive fashion. It's at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.